Hello and welcome to another episode of Teen Talk, where a group of teenagers discuss various issues in our society. In today's episode, we shall be looking at our own teenage lives, the stereotypes and difficulties of teenagers, and also seeing if and how adolescence has evolved over the years. I am Naomi, and I will be hosting this episode along with Elena. Aslan will be running the discussions, Armilla and Emily will be answering his questions, and Yan is our editor who will be participating in the discussions as well. To start off this episode, we asked a young girl aged under 10 to give her definition of what a teenager was. Here is her answer. What do you think teenagers are like? What is your definition of teenagers?
People who are close to being adults, but who are in the phase of laziness, in the big phase of laziness.
And what do teenagers do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Apart from screen.
They spend all their time on screens, do they?
Yes.
And what are they like when you see them in the streets?
They've got a very loud voice when they talk in the street.
Okay. And do you want to be a teenager?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to be lazy and grumpy and sensible.
And sensitive?
Sensitive. And yes, there we go.
Okay. And do you think there were any good things about teenager, or are they mostly bad?
Not to be mean, mostly bad.
What did you think of what we just heard?
So, I think that it's really funny because she's like really, oh, teenagers are lazy and bored and really they are awful people. But it's really amazing because we have like two or three years
age gap.
Yeah. So we are like 2 years older, but we don't think that. I don't think that, and that's funny because I don't see teenagers as lazy people.
I think it's funny what she thought of, like, since she hasn't been a teenager yet and the impression she has. And I remember when I was younger, I used to think of teenagers a bit like that. So I think once you become a teenager, you realise that it's not true. But it's very funny to see what it's like beforehand.
Are there any other stereotypes that you can think of?
About teenagers?
Yep.
Well, maybe, like, some older person think that we are... Like, we want to be, like, outlaws.
And yeah, rebellious.
Yeah, rebellious. And, like...
Free and doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And the feel that we should rebel against what our parents say.
Yeah.
We always have that feeling that whatever ground rules our parents have set for us, we have to go against it. Even though half of the time, maybe it's good for us what they tell us to do. So that's another stereotype that we can think about when we say the word teenager. Now, so finally, do you think those stereotypes are true?
Some parts are. I think maybe sometime we are lazy. We have to admit it. But at the same time, it's not all the time. Just a little
not
bit.
Not any more than adults or younger children.
It's generalizing things that might happen from time to time. Maybe happen a little bit more than when you're a child. But we're not all the time lazy, like, we're working all the time, we have homework, we just have so much stuff to do.
And all of us are not rebellious. I mean, not everyone wants to smoke and drink, and so...
Yeah, not everyone, but I think a major part of the teenagers want to experience new things, such as smoking or drinking or doing drugs. I think the rebellious part is kind of true.
But maybe it is, but it's still not true for everybody, and I don't think it's a good idea to make her a generality.
When you say that teenagers are lazy, I'm actually very surprised, because on the contrary, our society is half of the time changed by teenagers. Teenagers who, for example, more freedom of expression, they are the ones who are out on the street on Pride Day, for example. 90% of the people on the street on Pride Day are teenagers. So saying that teenagers are lazy, yes, they can be lazy at certain times, but they also bring lots of change in our lives as they give new ideas, new ways of looking at life, which adults, for example, in the 19th century wouldn't have, and that teenagers nowadays do have. So I guess that saying that teenagers are lazy can be true, but it's not the complete truth. What are the difficulties that teenagers face in daily life?
Well, I think already being faced with all these stereotypes, all these things that people think teenagers are, is one thing. And then also our parents, they're difficult, aren't they?
Yeah, but I mean, most of the time it's more like on the grades, maybe like you need to have like good grades to have a good future and good career. So it's really like stressful for us because we are not really ready to be stressed all day and like
we're not ready to be adults yet.
Yeah, no, because we're not adults. That's the point.
Maybe also about social media, body image. Your body starts changing when you're a teenager, so you're a bit like, okay, what do I do with this? People on social media look thin. Should I look thin? I have to look stylish, stuff like that. Maybe what do you guys think?
I think it's mostly based on peer pressure, mostly 90% of the time, because friends sometimes they force you into doing things which you wouldn't be interested in. Actually, for example, the classics, taking drugs and all that. So yes, teenagers can face difficulties like that in life because maybe deep down in them they don't want to take all of those things, but they are forced to because they want to feel included in the group, and that is one of the main difficulties I think that teenagers face in daily life.
Yeah, it's like society norms and pressure.
Okay, so we've seen that we teenagers today face a lot of difficulties and false stereotypes. But are we the only generation to have these? Every adult on this planet was once a teenager. So how did they go through this period if it was as difficult to be a teenager then as it is now? To find out, we interviewed Emily's mum and Elena's grandmother to hear about their teenage life.
Quando ero ragazza, nonna, mio padre non ci faceva uscire. Se uscivamo, uscivamo con lui. Lui ci portava al mare la mattina, ci faceva fare il bagno e ci riportava a casa. Il pomeriggio.
Her dad won't let her go out. He will bring her to the beach to wash and play with her friends. She couldn't go out alone. If she did, she will get slapped. She had school from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. As cars were not common, she had to walk to school. And she could go out only with her mother or her sister. In winter, they didn't have a heating, but they had something with fire to warm them. All the family will gather around it. She started working at 15 years old, first as a sewer, then as a cashier. She met her husband at 16. When they could not see each other, they would write letters because there was no technology. They got married at 18 and she had a first child at 19 years old. Then two others at 21 and 24 years old. They didn't have running water, so she had to go outside with a bucket to find some water.
Mon adolescence. Mon adolescence, pour moi, elle a été en deux parties. Il y a la partie adolescence, les années collège et la première année de lycée, et ensuite les années lycée. En fait, les années collège, j'en ai pas un souvenir formidable pour le collège. J'allais au collège en vélo, j'avais pas d'affinité particulière avec des élèves, pas plus avec les professeurs. Par contre, c'était marqué par une meilleure amie qui était ma voisine, avec qui je faisais des petites sorties, et puis par la danse, où je faisais beaucoup de danse tous les mercredis et tous les samedis, c'était régulé par les sorties danse. Comme je vivais dans une petite ville, je peux pas dire que je pouvais voir beaucoup d'amis, parce qu'on était tous éloignés les uns des autres. On n'avait pas d'échange aussi facilement dehors du collège, quoi. Donc la danse était l'échappatoire. Et puis après la danse, le samedi, il n'y avait pas de centre commerciaux dans ce genre de petite ville, et donc en fait, c'était les sorties après au marché, qui c'est l'équivalent d'un centre commercial aujourd'hui. J'ai des souvenirs aussi d'ennui parce que j'avais envie de découvrir, d'apprendre plein de choses. Et puis au collège, on n'avait pas Internet, tout ça, c'était limité. Et puis ensuite, il y a eu la première année de lycée où là, c'est l'autre partie de l'adolescence, où là, j'étais encore vraiment pas bien parce que déjà, ma meilleure amie, elle partait en lycée pro et moi en lycée générale. J'étais pas dans le lycée que je voulais aller. Je voulais faire du dessin et je pouvais pas. Donc, j'ai un très très mauvais souvenir. Je ne sortais pas plus. Même la danse n'était plus vraiment l'échappatoire. Après, je suis retournée dans un autre lycée où là, j'ai eu une nouvelle vie où je suis rentrée à l'internat. Et là, c'était le lycée me plaisait plus. Je pouvais y faire des options que je n'avais pas connues avant. Et donc, j'avais plein d'amis à l'internat. Là, une autre vie s'est lancée où j'avais plein d'interactions, où je pouvais apprendre plein de choses parce que le lycée nous fournissait beaucoup plus de choses à faire, même en dehors, dans les clubs, clubs cinéma. Enfin, je faisais beaucoup d'activités. Donc là, j'ai un souvenir d'adolescence beaucoup plus riche. Et donc, toujours régulé par la danse. Hein. Je rentrais chez moi tous les week-ends et je faisais toujours de la danse. Mais là, un intérêt plus particulier, j'étais moins seule, quoi. Moi, n'ayant pas de frères et sœurs, ben là, à l'internat, j'avais plein d'amis. Et là, j'ai pu faire des sorties et des activités différentes.
We just heard two very interesting interviews. What do you think about them? What's your reaction?
Yeah, it was very interesting, and it was cool to see how they had very different problems and difficulties than we did.
And also, it was really interesting because we can see that they had problems that we don't have anymore, like the water or like the bathroom. For the grandma of Elena.
But it's true that, I think it's reassuring to know that they had difficulties just as we did, that it's not just us in our generation who are finding things difficult as a teenager. What do you guys think?
I personally think that nowadays we have our own difficulties that maybe they didn't have at the time they were teenagers, but they had their own.
What examples do you have of like new difficulties that we have that they don't?
Maybe more social media pressure, like having to fit in like the perfect body that you find on social media. Is that something they didn't have?
But at the same time, yeah. Since they didn't have any social media or internet at all, it meant that they didn't have the only way they could really communicate was by letters or like a phone next door, but like it was a lot harder to communicate. So maybe it's better to be in our generation where we have technology which has some difficulties than no technologies which causes more difficulties.
I think many grandparents would think that actually nowadays, because of the new technologies, more problems arise. Because I mean, the difficulties I guess they had in their time was mostly like basic survival. Like I'm taking the example of Elena's interview where they had to go and get water from with a bucket, which is not something that we have, an issue we have nowadays. So I think that some elderly people would disagree with the fact that new technologies bring new problems.
But at the same time, would you rather have external material problems or internal, like, oh, body issues, perfect image? I mean, which problems are the worst?
Of course, it's understood that, yes, life in those days weren't exactly the best. And of course, yes, nowadays it's much better. That's understood, of course.
Well, I mean, even though we have the perfect body, the need to have this doesn't mean making friends is harder. Because, for example, Emily's mom only had one good friend, while today most people have a lot of friends.
That's true. But I think it also, in terms of that, I don't think it depends on the generation of... when you are born, I think it depends on who you are.
Yes, and also we have differences, but we can say that, well, there's a lot of teenager nowadays that doesn't have one good friend, but we can think that it's only these days. But as we heard, my mother had only one friend, so it's like the same even if we are not in the same time.
But I think it's still reassuring to know that people went through difficulties as teenagers, but now are adults and have managed to get through those difficulties and now live as happy adults. Do you guys agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But just one big difference, though, I would notice is that the difficulties which they had those days, they couldn't be easily dismissed. I mean, The perfect body, I mean, it really depends on the person. I mean, you can always say, I don't care what people say on social media, I'm happy the way I am. The problem is that when it comes to basic survival needs like water and heating during winter, you can't dismiss those necessities that easily because you need them to survive the next day. While social media, I'm sure you can survive without it. So I guess that nowadays it's a bit easier to deal with our problems as they are mostly social media linked.
Okay, thank you guys. We teenagers face a lot of stereotypes as seen in the first part with Naomi's little sister interview, but most of them are exaggeration. Plus, as we're trying to discover ourselves and become adults, we face a lot of difficulties such as body image, etc. However, teens' life evolve over the year. We have access to more things and freedom. Maybe in the future, teens will face new stereotypes and difficulties. Their life could evolve too. Who knows what will happen in the future? That's it for the first episode of Teen Talk. Thank you for listening to us and stay tuned for another episode. Hope to see you soon.